A Long Walk to Water, two-voice poem.
Hello, this is Jacob.
And this is Cassidy.
Filling in for Jordy. The following is our two-voice poem representing the perspectives of a boy and girl from South Sudan.
Our hope is that our poem will help people better understand the issues being faced by the Sudanese people, including violence and lack of clean water. Jacob will be reading the part of Salva, a boy who was running from war in South Sudan.
Cassidy will be reading the part of Naya, who is a girl who has to walk 8 hours a day for a small amount of water. The title of our poem is Family, above all.
Family.
My family helped
me survive South Sudan
when I had no one else. You only need to walk as far as those bushes, Salva.
Walking was filled with relentless challenges.
But I had to get water for my family.
I had to escape the war and all my hopes were dashed.
There was always so much life around the pond.
But I knew I'd find the way home. It was conflicting losing my family.
But I still had a spark of hope.
I'm grateful to be alive. It's all because
of my family.
Women in Africa spend 40 million hours a year finding clean water.
Please consider donating to our class fundraiser to help rehabilitate a well and drill in South Sudan.
To donate, visit our school website or Facebook to find the link to the Glenwood Springs Middle School Class of 2024's fundraising website.
This has been a collaboration from KDNK,
Glenwood Springs Middle School, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening.